Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, fresh calls are being made this evening for a full public inquiry into the Kerry child mental health scandal. It's after the High Court approved a settlement in the first dozens of cases against the HSE over the dangerous prescribing of children with powerful medication across several years in South Kerry. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has covered the story extensively and he joins us now. Barry, you might remind us what this is about.
Yes, so Sarah, in January last year, the HSE published a review into South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, or CAMHS, and the Maskey review found how significant harm was caused to at least 46 children after they prescribed dangerously excessive doses of medication over a four-year period from 2016. 227 children were exposed to the risk of significant harm, and the children, they were predominantly treated by a junior doctor who also practiced a Botox.
So what happened today?
The High Court approved a mediated settlement of more than €90,000 for a now teenage boy who was treated by South Kerry CAMHS. €15,000 has already been given to the boy's family under a state compensation scheme announced last year, with a further €77,500 to be paid into the court before the boy reaches 18. And this marks the first court award in connection with the scandal. Now, the court was told how the child was referred to CAMHS in December 2017 due to behavioural difficulties in primary school. He had been diagnosed with ADHD previously after a private assessment, but he was never assessed for this while under the care of CAMHS. Instead, he was prescribed a number of medications over a period of time by a doctor at CAMHS with inadequate monitoring and with the boy becoming more aggressive. His legal team described his treatment as inadequate.
What was the reaction to the court's judgment?
So after today's hearing, the boy's family, through their solicitor, Killarney-based Dan O'Connor, called for a full public inquiry into prescribing and diagnostic practices across CAMHS teams nationwide. And this call is being echoed this evening by the Kerry CAMHS Family Support Group. Maurice O'Connell's now 15-year-old son, Jason, he is one of those significantly harmed by failings at South Kerry CAMHS. And Maurice gave me his reaction to today's judgment, but also apprised me of issues around accessing compensation more generally for those affected.
Well, I'm delighted that we've hit the point of compensation being put out to the families, but I'm disappointed with the amount that's been offered, because I believe that the children have gone through hell and back. Nobody knows what damage the medication has caused these children and may never know into the future.
And what of the state compensation scheme that's in place at the moment, which is operational as well?
It is progressing very, very slowly. There's people that signed up nearly a year and a half ago and they're still waiting to be called. I know that there's been two settlements already there in the redress, but people aren't happy with what they're being offered. If you look at the damage that has done to their growth, that has done to their minds, you read cases there of a broken arm getting 40,000, but yet there is no proper compensation for children that their puberty has been messed about with, that their mental health has been messed about with, and the psychotic episodes that they had and the suicide attempts. You can't really compensate for that. And what they're offering, as far as I'm concerned personally, is an insult to the children and to the families that have gone through this.
Families who've suffered and continue to suffer.
The families have suffered scars. They have suffered physical abuse. They have mental abuse, walking up and down the halls at 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, like, I don't believe any compensation, especially 77,000, would even put a patch in that. And God knows in 10 years' time or 20 years' time what mental health that child will suffer. And there seems to be no regard of the child's future and the effects that the medication might still have on them 20 years down the road.
The Kerry CAMHS families, they recently met again with Minister Mary Butler, the Minister for Mental Health. How did that meeting progress?
That meeting was very, very disappointing. We been asking for a meeting for months. Then we got a phone call to say that she was going to be in Cork and would we be able to meet her there? And we met her there.
Speaking outside the court this afternoon, Solicitor Dan O'Connor, for the young person and the family affected before the court today, he called for a public inquiry into this scandal that would encompass the entire country, not just South Kerry. Is that something you'd agree with?
I've been calling for that for day one, a public inquiry to investigate CAMHS all over Ireland, because we still believe that there's a lot of children out there. I mean, like, we have people from Roscommon, Cork, contacting us saying that their children have been on the same medication and that they're getting nowhere with the government. So we do believe that every CAMHS in Ireland should be investigated, not just one or two. And we also would like Stephen Donnelly. We have sent in about 20, 30 emails over the last 2 years to ask Stephen Donnelly to meet us. And as yet, he has refused to meet us anywhere. And we think that that's shocking. Families are frustrated. Families are upset. The children are upset. This is not going to go away today or tomorrow. These families deserve peace. They deserve to be recognised.
Any other reaction, Barry?
A spokesperson for the State Claims Agency this evening says it has received 174 applications for compensation under the government's redress scheme for affected families and children. The HSE says it wishes to reiterate its sincere apology to young people and their families, with a further review into the treatment of young people at the neighbouring North Kerry CAMHS expected to be finished by the end of the year. And the Mental Health Commission, it'll shortly publish an independent review of all CAMHS teams nationwide.
All right, Barry Lenehan, thank you very much.